here with Saints women's hockey coach Chris Wells. Wellsy, kind of a tough weekend for you guys to open things up. A couple losses to Ohio State, but it looked like there was a lot of growth from the first period of game one right through the end. You know, what did you learn about your team this weekend?
A tough trip, but a good trip for us. Certainly a better team after playing those two games, and that's why we try to schedule teams like that early on in the year to give us a good barometer as to where we're at. A lot of good things came out of the weekend. Thought both Jamie and Lucy played well in net, and certainly that was a spot that we had to fill with Grace and Sonia graduating last year, who logged a lot of minutes for us over the 4 years. So Caitlin will play here on Thursday at UNH, and I think that's well, each kid will get a game, and I think you know, our goaltending so far this year has been exactly what we needed, you know, and lets everybody get their feet under them. And you know, we had some good chances all weekend. You know, we're down 3-1. We hit the post twice in the third period there on Friday night, and then up 2-1, and we hit the pipe and missed a short little breakaway to go up 3-1 in the last 5 minutes of the game. So obviously the chances are there, and that's what you look for. And attitude was great. You know, it's good to get on the road with the team, because we've been shuttling back and forth to SUNY Canton, and you know, probably haven't spent as much time with each other as we normally do. So to be able to get on the bus for that amount of time, was a good weekend. We'll be right back here on the bus here, ready to go.
You know, a lot of new players on this team. You know, some players really stood out to me watching the games. Brittany Goot certainly, you know, was an impact player for you on the ice. Anna Seghetti, Shaylin Snow. What did you see from the new players on the team? And, you know, for a lot of them, Brittany obviously a transfer from RIT, so she's played the college game before. But the rest of that group, you know, it's the first collegiate weekend. So what did you see out of them?
Yeah, certainly the growth that you saw, and I think that everybody was a little bit nervous, and you know, having eight new kids out there, even with Jamie on the ice, you know, she had limited minutes last year, so Rainville was essentially a first-year player in the game on Friday. So to be able to perform at that level against that team, they taught us a little bit on how we certainly need to improve and play a little bit. Need to, you know, we work hard. We always have worked hard. But I think, you know, playing this past weekend has showed that there's areas that we need to work a little bit harder if we want to be able to compete with the teams that we want to compete with at the end of the year.
You're facing a UNH team this weekend that gave us a couple really competitive games here last year. Obviously, Skylar Podvey with the sort of buzzer-beating goal. You don't see that very often, but scored with 0.1 seconds left in overtime to win one of those games. So what are you expecting to see this weekend?
Yeah, very similar games. I think, you know, a little bit of an adjustment will be the Olympic ice surface. And I think we'll probably welcome that after, you know, playing out at Ohio State, which just seemed to be a little bit of a smaller rink, and they played physical and kept us along the board. So a little bit more space out here at UNH is probably going to fit well into our skating game, and I think give a lot of kids a little bit more confidence, because they'll be able to have the puck a little bit more. And I think once kids that like to have the puck, their confidence grows, and I think you find them starting to play their game.
Last thing I'll ask you, Wellsy, you know, we just came out as a department yesterday with a statement on Appleton. You know, obviously, you know, things have been a little bit delayed, but it's got to be nice to have a little bit more certainty. You know, things have been up in the air for a while to have a plan in place going forward for the rest of the fall.
Yeah, and I think we've been moving forward with worst case scenario for us. So that's kind of how, as a team, we've been moving through. And you know, to have some certainty gives us, you know, a finish line to work for against SUNY Canton has been so accommodating, and our team really likes it over there. It's a great facility, and you know, to be able to play a couple games over there is going to be a lot of fun, you know, in terms of a smaller venue. So I think that'll be interesting. Our girls are excited, but certainly not quite as excited as they are to move into Appleton when it's done, and it's going to be beautiful. You know, we've moved on with the philosophy of we don't care when it's done. We just know it's going to get done, and when it's done, it's going to be beautiful, and that's when we'll move in and enjoy it.
All right. Thanks, Wellsy. Good luck this weekend.
Great. Thanks, Aaron.